will resign. Ricardo Rossello's resignation coming after days of angry, massive street protests. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
Following nearly 2 weeks of protests and political upheaval triggered by the leak of crude and insulting chat messages between Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rossello and his top advisors, a crowd of thousands erupted in cheers outside the governor's mansion in Old San Juan late last night. After Rossello used Facebook to say he'll step down a week from tomorrow, the island's Justice Secretary, Wanda Vasquez, is set to take the job, becoming Puerto Rico's second ever female governor. I'm Matt Small.
U.S. President Donald Trump celebrated after former special counsel Robert Mueller appeared on Capitol Hill in Washington Wednesday, the president calling the hearings a very good day for himself and fellow Republicans. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said after Mueller's testimony, which was about his investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 election and alleged obstruction of justice by Trump, that Democrats would push on in their own probe of the president and his administration. Legal analyst Claire Finkelstein says in an AP interview, former Mueller's testimony didn't stray from his April report.
If he wasn't comfortable discussing something, it was outside the purview of his investigation, or he would refer the questioner to the report.
Mueller told members of Congress that his investigation did not exonerate Trump of obstructing justice by trying to thwart the probe. The Associated Press reports Tunisian President Baji Caid Essebe has died at 92. This is VOA News. A South Korean defense official said Seoul is closely monitoring North Korea's moves after the North fired two missiles into the sea Thursday. The launch of the missiles is apparently aimed at increasing Pyongyang's leverage in nuclear talks with the United States. South Korea's military said the missiles were launched from near North Korea's eastern city of Wonsan. Here's South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff spokesman Kim Jong-rok. He said about this issue, recently Kim Jong-un stayed in a nearby area where the projectiles were fired and took part in public activities. We've been closely watching the related moves. Last week, North Korea hinted Pyongyang may resume intercontinental ballistic missile launches and nuclear tests if the United States and South Korea go ahead with planned joint military exercises. Four mass graves with dozens of bodies believed to be Kurds killed by the former Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein's forces were found in the desert of Al-Mutana province in southern Iraq. Early exhumation of the mass graves about 80 kilometers southwest of Al-Samawah city has found bodies of 70 people, according to the chief of Kurdistan region's Office of Martyrs and Anfal Affairs in Garmayan. A suspected Al-Shabaab suicide bomber has killed at least six people and injured six others, including the mayor of the Somali capital, Mogadishu. Security officials said the bomber attacked officials meeting at the local government headquarters in Mogadishu on Wednesday. Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility for the attack. The terrorist group says it was targeting the UN Special Envoy to Somalia, James Swan, who had been at the building earlier in the day. Swan has strongly condemned the attack. At a press conference shortly after the bombing, Somalia's information minister said two district commissioners and three regional directors were among the dead. Haitian President Jovenel Moïse defended his choice for prime minister Wednesday. Shortly after the president announced his new selection for the position, critics complained that Fritz William Michel is virtually unknown and should never have been named. Haiti has been without a prime minister since March. Officials in Afghanistan say a suicide bomber rammed his vehicle into a NATO military convoy in Kabul on Wednesday, killing one Croatian soldier and wounding two others. The early morning attack occurred near a military base on the northern outskirts of the Afghan capital. The Taliban claimed responsibility. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
Let's keep it moving. The best music now.